Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. Uncertainty seems to be the order of the day, doesn't it? Just as the author of Hebrews said in chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Take a long, deep breath and rest in that truth. Day by day, everything around us is changing, but this one thing remains. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Just take a moment or two to thank the Lord for being unchangeable, for being your strong anchor in this tumultuous sea. I mean, how wonderful it is to know that Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the only begotten Son of God of very God, creator of the universe, never, ever changes. Jesus, you are the Alpha and Omega, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. I praise you, and I thank you for always being the same, for being the one thing, the one constant, that I can count on in this ever-changing world. On you, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. As you come before the Lord of hosts today, lay aside your concerns, your need to know what's going to happen tomorrow. Just sit at his feet. Resting in the knowledge that you can trust him, because you know who he is. God is not afraid of your emotions. Go ahead. Give to him your sorrow over the things happening in the world, your fear of how things are going to turn out, all of your what-ifs. Spend these moments ensuring that the connection between you and your Heavenly Father is not and never will be broken by any unconfessed sin. Just give it to him now. Our passage today is short, but it is powerful. Let it be a truth you can tell yourself all day long. Listen to Hebrews 13:8 in the English Standard Version. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I'm going to read it again. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. What did you know to be true about Jesus last year? What do you know to be true about Jesus today? James 1:17 in the New American Standard Version is another verse that speaks to this truth. Every good thing given, and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. How can you see God redeeming your situation in bringing something good from it? What are some times when you have felt that God is not acting like He was before? Ask God to show you from His Word the truth about His character. How down through the ages His love has never changed. That there is no variation or shifting shadow in Him. Thank Him for what He shows you about Himself. Let's hear Hebrews 13:8 once more, this time from the Amplified Bible. Jesus Christ is eternally changeless, always. The same yesterday and today and forever. In 1 Kings 18, Elijah challenges the prophets of Baal to prove their God exists. And they took the bull that was given them, and they prepared it and called upon the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, "O Baal, answer us." But there was no voice, and no one answered. When have you felt that God wasn't answering you? Thank you. they limped around the altar that they had made. And at noon, Elijah mocked them, saying, "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is musing, or he is relieving himself, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is asleep and must be awakened. What do you think the prophets of Baal were thinking at that point? Could they count on the character of their god? And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their custom with swords and lances until the blood gushed out upon them. And as midday passed, they raved on until the time of the offering of the oblation. But there was no voice. No one answered. No one paid attention. When it feels like God isn't answering you, what do you begin to assume about Him? After all this, it was Elijah's turn. And even after having water poured all over the altar more than one time, so that it was running over the sides and filling the ground beneath it, when Elijah prayed, God answered, sent down fire and consumed not only the offering, but the water and the stones that the altar was made from, so that there wasn't even dust left. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Friend, no matter what happens today, tomorrow, or even a year from now, Jesus Christ, God incarnate, is the same yesterday and today and forever. Spend the next moments praising God for His unchanging nature, His matchless love. Let's pray together. O Lord, our God, we love You and we give You praise today because You never change. And we can always count on You when everything around us is changing. You have always been just. You have always been merciful. You have always been kind and generous and loving and gracious. And we know You always and forever will be. You are our certainty. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take a few more deep breaths as you linger as long as you want. Focus today on Jesus instead of all that is chaos around you. He is your anchor. He is your solid rock. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.